that the Nachash had, the first thoughts and expressions of Lashon Hara, of bad mouthing. Who did the Nachash bad mouth? Who did he say Lashon Hara against? He said it against Hashem. He said it against the Bar Olam. He said it against our Creator, our Sustainer, our Lord, our Father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's our Abba in Shemayim. And came along the Nachash and said Lashon Hara. What does Lashon Hara do? Explains the Marah. It creates a separation. It creates a distance. It creates a block between me and you. Between you and your brother. Between you and Hashem. This is what Lashon Hara does. It creates a distance of distances that no physical example can bring out. It puts you in one place and someone else in another. Chava and Adam, before the chait of the eight adas toivara, were one with their neshamas. The Zohar says they were a blasting holy light. You could see the neshamas on them. And what happened from the Lashon Hara? It separated Chava. And then she ate from the eighth das toivara and clinched that. The Nachash brought Lashon Hara, which creates the separation. The separation between us and Hashem. That's what Lashon Hara does. Bad speech separates you and the Bar Olam. Separates you and another Jew. Separates you from yourself. Because they were one with their neshamas. And the ultimate expression of you in this world, the ultimate expression of self, is not all your bad stuff. It's not all your challenges, not all your difficulties. It's your neshama. We said this before. Amcha kulam tzadikim. Your nation are all tzadikim. Lefichach, therefore, says the Mishnah, yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba. They all have a chelek, a portion in the world to come. What's the translation? What's the connection? What does that mean? It means that every yid is fundamentally aligned, fundamentally one, connected with his neshama. And when everything gets wiped away, achar ma'aseh, after one passes, and he goes through whatever tikkun he needs to go to, he will be in olam haba. Because your defining factors are not your difficulties. Your defining factors is your essence, is your soul, is the real you. The greatest mistake we make is that we define ourselves by our sins, by our actions, by our mistakes. And that's why tshuva is so hard for us. Because we can't accept we did a mistake. Because the second we accept we did a mistake, then we are bad. Says the Svarno, that the first step to tshuva is saying, I did a mistake. But it was a mistake. Every sin was a mistake. Ein adam chayte, a person does not sin. Ela in kein nichnas boy ruach shtush. Unless a foreign wave comes in him, a shtus, a ruach shtus, something which is stupid, silly, comes inside of him, and he sins. That's a mistake. And a person could be blended with that mistake for a long time. So that's what the Nachash did.